This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Look who's here. In the old studio lounge, Phidippotamus's very own John Sanfilippo. Try saying that three times fast. Phidippotamus, John Sanfilippo. I'm not going to do it.
You go for it, Ryan.
No. Once is enough for me. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Glad to be back in the swing of things.
Yeah, back amongst people.
This is the first big conference I've been to in 2 years.
Yeah.
Last one was GAC 2020.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, it's kind of weird being back, like, and
everything went
about that rust.
Kobe died.
Oh man, oh, that's sad. That was really sad.
Because I watched his memorial at GAC.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh wow. I think I'll just take a moment on that one. Such a bummer. Anyway, let's bring it back up, shall we? So, how's it feel to be back in person? Obviously,
it feels great.
Yeah.
Shaking actual hands, hugging actual bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, Zoom is okay, but it's Zoom.
It's Zoom. A nice plan B, but certainly doesn't make up for being in person.
Well, because I realized once COVID hit, a lot of what I do is meeting people and talking to people at conferences.
Right.
The
brainstorming.
Big part of what I do.
Yeah.
And with that taken away, it really threw a monkey wrench.
Mm-hmm. Completely. I think everybody. Yeah, for sure. And it's just, and the impromptu meetings you have, and like the off-the-cuff conversations, like after a session, what did you think about that, or what's working at your cranium, what's not working, and that type of stuff.
Just earlier tonight, I was just walking around the hall, saying hi to people I knew, and getting little discussions, and, you know, get an update on this or that,
yeah.
And it was, you know, you don't get that in Zoom.
No, you can't.
In pre-planned times, Zoom meetings. That nobody wants to be on anyway.
Not so much anymore, but I think this is good. Yeah, we're going to come back for sure. Hey, so what are you looking for, being one of the co-founders of Phidippotamus, looking out for fintech stuff? What are you looking for here this time around?
Well, I'm looking at what's really caught my eye is, if you haven't been up there, they put these big floor tags in front of first-time exhibitors.
I heard that, yeah.
And there's a lot of them, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that a lot of them are tech companies.
Oh, really?
Which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And for example, there's a lot of, this is the first GSA I've ever seen, AI this and AI that, AI everything. There's AI all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting. And it's reflected in what we've been writing about, too. It's
just
a big thing now.
Yeah, well, finally. Yeah. Didn't see that 5-10 years ago, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be more and more prevalent, I think.
Yeah, it's surprising. It was surprising to me because I talked to a lot of these guys at Money 2020 in October, and the thing that kind of confused me at first is all these companies have AI in the name, and so you kind of think they're all doing the same thing, but they're all using artificial intelligence
in different ways,
in completely different ways.
Yeah.
There's, you know, it's almost, I think they're almost doing themselves a disservice by putting AI on their name, just because, you know, you're going to think that FinAI is the same as Zest AI.
Mm-hmm.
They're two totally different, nothing to do with each
other. Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. We'll check in with the people at Zest AI and let them know. Actually, they're coming in after you. So,
cool. So, they're good people. I didn't know
Yeah,
them
they're
last
fun
night.
To talk to, for sure, for sure. It seems like fintech is even bigger here. I mean, you just kind of alluded to it in your previous response, and Todd Spaczynski was in here before you talking about the big technology presence here, and he was talking about it's probably due to what we've been through in the last couple of years, the acceleration of digital and AI and all that type of stuff. So what's your take on the increase?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with this is the first big opportunity to in 2 years to get in front of an audience like this.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's another reason why we're seeing so many new exhibitors and so many new tech company exhibitors is because, you know, everybody's been sitting at home, like we said, Zooming.
Yeah, exactly. So good stuff. So what do you want to take away from the event here?
What do I want to take away?
Obviously, some good stories.
I've got a handful of interviews set up with a couple of different companies. I just want to get a feel for the, I don't know how to describe it, maybe the pulse of what's going on now that things are kind of moving towards normal a little bit. See what that means to different people and what they're going to do differently and how they think things are going to turn out.
How do you see, because you guys are getting bombarded with story pitches and new tech ideas and things like that on a daily, probably an hourly basis, it seems like. So what are you seeing out there as far as future? Where are we going with financial technology? I mean, we all are crystal, the crystal ball is kind of murky still, but what are you seeing out there for the rest of the year and even well into the future?
I mean, I think there's going to start to be more of a focus on back office technology. So everybody's doing all this cool front office stuff, moving money here, moving money there, and you know, cool consumer stuff. But I think there's a lot going on. And it just seems like in the last month and a half, I've talked to just randomly five different people about robotic process automation, RPA. And so I think I think they're going to start. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more technology applied to the back office to make credit unions more efficient, more cost effective, and you know, because I think that's kind of there's been this big focus on consumer, but we've got to bring the back office up to speed too.
Yeah, because the staff needs to be frictionless as well as the consumer. So makes both things go quite smooth for sure. Last question for you: what's coming up on Finopotamus that you can share with us? Any big stories that other than what's going on here? But any other big stories?
Can I talk about the techies?
Oh, that's right. Yes, the Techie Awards. Yes, please do.
Nominations are open for the 2022 Techie Awards, which recognize technology projects that primarily took place in 2021. I mean, there can be some overlap because no technology project is just slotted right into one year, but primarily from last year.
Okay.
And we've got new categories this year. We got rid of data analytics because we have an artificial intelligence and machine learning category now, and that seems to be where all that data analytics is getting applied to, is the artificial intelligence stuff. So we figured we'd scoop up that in the AI category. We got rid of COVID response, thank God.
That time is come and gone.
Praise Jesus. And for the first time this year, all the awards last year and all but one this year are recognized the achievements of individual credit unions. But we've also created Technologist of the Year, which will honor an actual live human being, credit union who's made. Hopefully, we get somebody that's made contributions not only to their own credit union but to the movement in different ways and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about that. And if you go to finopotamus.com, there's a tab for techies.
Okay,
it's all out there. The nomination form is there, and we're pretty excited because we got some really cool stuff last year, so we're hoping people really try to outdo themselves.
Yeah, it's going to be even better this year. I think as time goes on, it's going to be even better and better, as we keep saying, each year. So
that's what we're planning on.
Yeah, right on. Anything else to report, sir?
I know. I'll think of something as soon as
I know exactly. Door. Hey, wait!
Damn it, buddy.
Come back anytime. Well, cool. All right, John. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. John Sanfilippo, everybody. Finopotamus. Go check him out. Finopotamus.com. And go nominate a Techie Award as well. When do those come out? When are you going to announce the winners?
We announce them in July. It coincides with our birthday.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So I think they close in May, or close in May 1st.
Okay. We'll be looking out for them then, for sure. All right, there's a lot of good stuff out there. All right, John, I'm going to let you get back at it.
All right.
And appreciate the time as always. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
There he is.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.